Timmins' biggest variety, 93.1 Moose FM. Welcome to Moose Mornings with Drew, now joined by Kevin Shea, a hockey encyclopedia when it comes to the Leafs. And you and your co-author Jason Wilson are going to be showing off a couple books this evening at the Books, Bands, Beer, and Beards taking place here in Timmins.
I'm feeling terrible. I shaved this morning. Darn it! What am I doing? Jeez.
Yeah, so far, who's going to be bringing the beard? Is that Jason's role?
I think one of his band members has got the beard, and the rest of us, so we're clean shaven today. There we are.
Hopefully you can make up for it on the beer side of things then.
We'll do what we can. It's a Friday night here in Timmins. Here we go.
Awesome. Well, you've brought a couple books in this morning. Why don't you tell us about them and who would be interested in these beautiful novels?
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate that so much. So Jason and I have worked together on a number of books, and the most recent ones, the very most recent one is J.P. Bickle, The Life, The Leafs, and The Legacy. And J.P. Bickle was an integral part of Timmins. He owned the McIntyre Porcupine Mine up here, and using that great resource was able to finance a number of things, including the McIntyre Arena here in town, but also helped finance Sick Kids Hospital down in Toronto and the Art Gallery of Ontario in Toronto. And there were so many things. But most integrally for what we're talking about here is he was one of the financial people behind the Toronto Maple Leafs and Maple Leaf Gardens as well. So we'll be talking hockey stories. The previous book touches on a lot of things outside of just that, 100 years of hockey, the Toronto Maple Leaf Hockey Club. It's the Leafs' centennial year this year. So we ran the gamut of from 1917, when they were the Toronto Arenas, right through the Toronto St. Patrick's, and then into the Toronto Maple Leafs in 1927 through to the future. And we'll see what Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner bring to the table this year as well.
Yeah, definitely an exciting a time for the franchise. And as someone who's not a Leaf fan, at first, you know, hearing about an author who's going to be bringing his Leaf books to Timmins, at first I was a little skeptical, but the more I read into this, you know, it's so much more than about the Maple Leafs. There's a huge Timmins connection when it comes to all the work that you've done here. For anyone who's a hockey fan, it's going to be of interest.
Well, I think that's exactly it, Drew, and that's the whole thing. Is, yeah, definitely it's got a Maple Leaf slant just because of the nature of the personalities we're writing about and our predilection to the team itself. But when you think about what Timmins has brought to hockey, so Mr. Bickle, of course, has been so great for the community. Just using his philanthropy to finance so many things, including purchasing the Toronto Maple Leafs back in the day. The number of players who've come out of here, let's go back to the 60s when you think about, you know, Frank Mahovlich and Alan Stanley, and even earlier, Pete Bibando and Bill Barilko, the legendary tragic hero, Bill Barilko, and moving forward to Steve Sullivan and on and on. So there's such a hockey hotbed right here in the city of Timmins that it's one of those things I think that people are going to enjoy the stories, be able to relate to the stories and know some of the personalities or know of some of the personalities as well.
So you've written quite a few books, actually. So where do these rank on your timeline?
16 books for me, which is great. Bickle is the most recent one. That's number 16. The Toronto Maple Leaf Hockey Club is book number 14. That came out a year ago. In between, we had a book about the Pittsburgh Penguins' 50-year history, too. But it's just, we've covered the gamut. I wrote a book about Bill Barilko called Without a Trace, and then went back to 2005, and then was updated later on when they took the wreckage out of the Cochrane Forest. So there's lots of little hockey bits. A lot of little Timmins bits that are built into it as well.
Absolutely. So we've nailed the books. We've kind of figured out where the beards are going to be. When it comes to beer, if you come on down this evening, tickets are just $15 and you can purchase them at Timmins Museum. There's going to be a cash bar provided by Full Beard Brewing Company, which everyone here in Timmins loves and adores. So that was the easy part of the sell. You're doing all the hard work right now.
That's the reason that I'm here, I think. No, it's just going to be a terrific evening. There's so many things. It's going to be a party, but with entertainment musically and information, hopefully a little bit of education in there that's fun too. So it's going to be a well-rounded evening, Drew.
Yeah, well, musically, let's jump over to bands. So you're co-author of these books. Well, which books was Jason co-author for?
So Jason was co-author of a previous book about Lord Stanley, but also the co-author of both of the books we've referenced, the Toronto Maple Leaf Hockey Club, the Centennial Publication, and the J.P. Bickle book as well. In fact, he was the principal writer in the J.P. Bickle one. I took more of a research and secondary writing role on that particular one. But we all have these other lives. And so, you know, I work at the Hockey Hall of Fame and I do a few other things as well, raising money for cancer research and things like that. Jason does a number of things too, including the fact that he's an award-winning musician and he is outstanding. It's hard to describe his blend of music because it's got a little bit of reggae in it and some jazz and some pop and certainly some rock, and it all melds together and sounds like a mishmash, but it really, really works well.
I was curious myself, so I went onto YouTube. It's so much much easier nowadays. Yeah. Just did a little searching and just checked out some of his music. And let me just say this. Don't bother going to YouTube and checking it out. Just come on out tonight and see it live. I'm sure it's going to be a great show. And surrounded with all this other great stuff, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really, really is. Jason's a wonderful keyboardist and vocalist as well, and has a great band. But his knowledge base is unbelievable. So between all of this, boy, oh boy, we've got a packed evening. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So, Kevin, for the Super Leaf fans, the ones who will most definitely be interested in these books, what is your message to them, and will they be able to purchase these this evening?
We'll have the books on hand, so yes, certainly there's no obligation at all, but we'll have them should somebody wish to read a little bit more or find out a little more depth on both of them as well. Let's look down the road here. So we talk about 100 years of Leaf fandom and Leaf history. Where are they going to go from here? Well, we'll have to wait and see. This is going to be an exciting year for the Leafs as well, and maybe I'll have to update the books a couple of years from now when I'm crossing my fingers, Drew, and dreaming that maybe someday they'll win the Stanley Cup that they haven't had since 67.
Well, I mean, as someone who's not a Leafs fan, I don't want to say good luck, but best going forward.
Best wishes. There
yeah,
we
best
go,
wishes.
Drew.
Let's have positivity. I want to give positivity out, but
and
you know.
Do. It's great, and I hope there's a few Moose FM listeners who either love the Leafs or at least appreciate them.
Yeah, well, I can definitely appreciate the work you've done, can Thank certainly you. Appreciate the Timmins connection, and there's going to be a lot of great information tonight down at Books, Bands, Beer, and Beards. Come on out to Timmins Museum. Tickets are just $15, and what time are things getting underway?
7 o'clock tonight, Drew.
Awesome. 7 o'clock, and hey, what else are you doing on a Friday night? Perfect night to come on out. Hey, some hockey time. It's our last Friday night of the year without That's regular right. season hockey. Why not just get in on this right now?
Yeah, to tease yourself to get back into the flow of things. There we go.
Yeah, it's going to be perfect. Thanks, Kevin, for coming in today.
Thanks so much, and thanks to Moose FM as well.